Hello, this is Peter. Thanks for the loan of your ears. You're listening to today's episode of Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voice Over Voice. I say today's, I don't know when you're actually listening. I mean, I may have recorded this. Obviously, I've recorded it. I don't know when you're listening to it. You may be listening to it immediately after I've uploaded it. You could be listening sometime many, many weeks later. Anyway, I think I'm going down a bit of a rabbit warren on that one. Telephony voiceovers on today's edition of the show. Might be called voicemail, message on hold, or MOH, integrated voice response, or IVR. You know, the kind of thing that says, for sales, press 1. For help, press 3. These voices have to, again, we've said this before, have to represent the brand and what they stand for and might sound like and who they're speaking to. The voice is the representative of the company, and so a more mature, experienced voice might be most appropriate in certain circumstances, and a younger one might be more appropriate for another business or brand. Doctors and dentists callers probably don't want to hear a teenager. They want someone who perhaps sounds more like mum or the dentist themselves. Very often, it's just the staffer who's available who gets to record these messages, especially a few months after the original professional recording has been done. There's a change to some of the details that need to be included, and they just get Julie from reception or John from downstairs in the post room. With these recordings, it's usual to keep the tone polite, conversational, natural, friendly, welcoming, real, connected, it's another word, confident, but not too earnest. And you might need to speak slightly slower because of the information and instructions. People are probably new to what it is that you're telling them to do, and they've got to work out where their request fits with the different instructions you've given them. Hold on, I've got a particular problem, but it doesn't actually fit in with bin collections, and it's not exactly transport, it's not streets, and it's not old people's homes. So who do I speak to at the council for my particular issue? Sometimes people have to listen to the tree two or three times before they decide which person at the other end needs to be helping and taking their particular call. There could be opening hours you need to speak about, a website address or instructions on what buttons to press. So maybe speak slowly and clearly. The read has to be appropriate for the business, so you wouldn't read a commercial or therefore an on-hold message the same way for a cancer hospital as for a car dealership or a cattery. Remember, the end user, the person calling in. If you do become the voice of the brand, it could be the dentists or it could be a multinational hotel group, it could mean lots of repeat work as well as updates when parts of the company change, such as restructuring or renaming departments, which will mean the telephone tree layout will change. And that means potentially more work for you. And again, as I mentioned previously, it could mean that you're on a retainer. You could be the brand voice, not only the on-hold message recordings, but also you could be presenting their podcasts. You could be the voice for their commercials. You could be the voice in the lifts. All sorts of things if you get in with a brand. I'm Peter Stewart. Thank you so much for listening to today's edition of Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voice Over Voice. From London, I've just said it, I'm Peter Stewart.